Let's talk about the Golden Rose. And down from Brisbane will be Shogun Sun again for Kelly Schweder. Morning to you, Kel.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. Everything seems to have, we spoke to you a couple, just prior to the horse's last run, and I think you would have been really satisfied with that.
Yeah, he just got back a bit further than we anticipated. And, his sectionals were good. I think he ran the quickest of the race, but overall I thought his run was good, and he gives you every indication that he'd run 1400.
Yeah, that's been the indication all the way along, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think so, Andrew. You never know until you get there, but it gives you that impression.
Yeah. The barrier draw just seems to be okay. I mean, he's a horse that does settle sort of midfield, but there looks to be really good tempo in this tomorrow.
Yeah, look, we'd like to be a little bit closer. The day that Christian won on him, I think he was fourth on the fence, you know. So probably at the end of the day, I'll lose after Christian, but we'd certainly like to be a little bit closer. We don't want to be giving away impossible start, because, you know, that class of horse are going to run home in 34 or something, you know.
Yeah, and I guess, who knows what they end up doing with the favourite Minari from that draw, but you don't want to be too far behind him, do you?
No, he'll just step into the overdrive. No, you don't want to be giving him too much start.
Yeah. Has this been a target race for him, Cal, from two into three?
Yeah, look, it has been. It's been a target that we had to test the water when we came down. You know, it's really hard to line up our form up here, Andrew, with the goodies down there. So it was a fair while ago that we come down there and we run, and he won. So we were testing the water. If he didn't measure up, well, it was a waste of time going on that path. And then the horse that we beat come out and won the Ming Dynasty. So that gave us a bit of heart to go forward. But certainly if he didn't perform, 6 weeks ago, it was a waste of time going down there.
Yeah, I understand. Did he stay in Sydney since the last run?
Yes, he did, Andrew. Yeah. All his courts, everything's good. I would have loved a bit of rain down there because he can handle soft, and dry. So, but unfortunately, it's very dry.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to have a brief chat with Chris Toogood in just a tick and get some updated information, mate. But it's just been extremely dry in Sydney again. Do you think, if they're watering, I think, again today, that will just assist him?
Oh, look, it doesn't matter. It obviously, that was pretty firm the other day when you ran home in that quick time. So I think just that it takes the edge off some of the others if the track's ever wet,
Yeah, yeah.
It's just the beauty of having a horse that can handle wet or dry. It's a big plus.
Understand. He just seems to be in a nice place, and it's now up to him and whether he's got the qualities of running a strong 1400 at this level.
Yeah, I think so. Look, I'm pretty sure that he's on his last runs. They're up to it. You never know. These babies, he's still only two. He's not three till 30th of September, and there's a lot of others like that. But, I mean, they can go off overnight, these horses, but so far he hasn't given that indication, and we're happy to have him in the race.
Understand. And just a quick one, mate. Sally Girl, you could have gone to this race, but you've decided to wait an extra week?
Yeah, look, that would have just gutted her for that run, and they can normally back up, but it's the after effect, I find, and she's a magic medium runner, and if I would have given her two quick runs, she would have had to at least 6 to 7 weeks off, and there wasn't enough time. So this other race plays into her, works out the good timing. Three-year-old fillies, not sure whether she'll run a mile. You would think the way she races, she would. It was a really nice effort the other day, and Michael Walker's rode enough horses to indicate that he thinks she'll run the mile.
Yep.
And she ran well.
Yeah, no, that's next week. We look forward to that. Mate, good luck with Shogun Sun. I hope it's a winning day tomorrow. I hope the horse runs really well for you.
Sweet. Thank you.
Thanks, Kelly. Kelly Schweder there talking about Shogun Sun lining up in the DeBordley Wines Golden Rose.